This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, getting a little hoarse. Because I'm yelling at the cats and the dogs and the kids and the hubby. So, a lot of yelling. Did I just listen to Governor Newsom? He sounded hoarse, too. Everybody sounds kind of hoarse. Well, that's kind of where we're at. Hope it's not the COVID. But I do seem to lose my voice when I yell a lot. And I've been doing a lot of yelling. I've been getting into a lot of arguments with people. And it's frustrating because you have the haters and then you have the non-haters. And both of them seem to be on wild end of the spectrum. And you have people thinking, like, for example, our vaccine rollout. Some people think the vaccine rollout was just an absolute cluster. And then others think it was the biggest thing since sliced bread. So let's just quickly talk about, you know, what went right and what went wrong so far with our COVID vaccine rollout. Let's start with the right. I always like, you know, the glass is half full. What went right is we've, in a matter of a couple weeks, already given 2.1 million people the COVID vaccine. I think that's pretty phenomenal. I think, you know, we do get a yay, well, bravo, right? Not to mention, these were healthcare workers who were busy seeing patients. I mean, hospitals got the vaccine first to give out to first responders, and hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID and pneumonia and all the other illnesses that seem to overwhelm our hospitals this time of year. And they were able to still roll out over 2 million doses of the vaccine, which is a two-vaccine part, and it does take some choreography. So kudos to that, all right? You know, and kudos to Operation Warp Speed, which I still think is a stupid name, Operation Warp Speed, but kudos to all involved, Trump administration, czars, Fauci, everybody involved, Pfizer, biotech, Moderna, in getting the vaccine out there. That's pretty damn impressive, okay? Plus, relatively few side effects for 2.1 million people. We're hearing maybe 6, I think there were more, but relatively a very, very small percentage of side effects. Not too bad. Not many issues with the cold chain. From what we understand, only a few batches had to get sent back if there were some issues with keeping it cold. Not too bad, considering these vaccines are not something you could just keep in the refrigerator for months on end. So pretty damn cool. And then, you know, we were able to, you know, try to not only vaccinate and protect our healthcare workers, but, you know, we were also able to kind of share that with people and let them know that, you know, this wasn't something that was supposed to have nanotechnology or, you know, make you grow horns. So, you know, I think for 2.1 million vaccines, not a bad job. Okay? So what went wrong with our COVID vaccine rollout? What was a complete cluster? Well, a lot of things. Okay? CEOs got their shot first. Congress people got their shots first. I'm hearing congressional aides got their shot first. So when the American public has been under the, you know, guys, that this is the most deadly thing out there and that the COVID virus will kill anything in its path and you need to get this vaccine, you can't on that same day share the message that young Congress people like AOC, you know, get the vaccine first. So, you know, us little guys kind of got to see that, you know, still, politicians get to kind of make their own rules. So I thought that was a cluster. Next is, it was the problem we had, another issue that we had, was when hospitals tried to sign people up, if there was a certain software or app that scheduled everybody. Now, it looks like there was software made. There was apps made. I mean, kudos. That goes under the right column. You guys were able to make some software. But what went wrong is the average healthcare professional doesn't have time to go to a computer and log on. They don't have time to check their cell phone. They're working with patients. They're doing admits. They're throwing in central lines. So the people who got to access the app or the software to schedule are the ones sitting at desks. Like, oh, good. I could schedule my COVID shot. Yet some people who were working, the ones who were working, that really didn't get to have access to the computer, didn't get in. In fact, they made it sound like Southwest Airlines. You know where Southwest Airlines, you can't pick your seat? But as soon as you could do the 24-hour check and you do it, right, and you're just sitting there right there so then you could hopefully get an A boarding pass or a B boarding pass, that's kind of how it was at some of these hospitals. Well, if the average, you know, first responder is like, look, I'm working with patients. Can somebody log in for me? No. Then I'll do it later. A lot of them got passed over. So apparently we still have tons of healthcare workers that still didn't get their shots, yet you had CEOs, you had suits get there. So that's a little bit of a cluster. Another thing that was kind of an issue is, on one end, yes, we got 2 million shots out. The problem is these are shots that have to be given 21 or 28 days apart. You can't mix and match, and I'll answer your Moderna and Pfizer vaccine questions in a second here. And so a lot of people weren't in a computer system. They got like a card. And there's like an honor system on, you know, who comes up next. There's some responsibility on you keeping your card, you know. And so I think the rollout might have happened when people weren't ready. And there was a lot of chaos. And you know, people got it that shouldn't have gotten it. People that should have got it didn't. And then there might be some disarray with that second shot. But we'll see. You know, I think the hospitals will, you know, keep it together. But in terms of herd immunity, we kind of needed everybody to get the shots at the same time. Another thing that is going to be put in the cluster column is we're hearing from physicians, we're hearing from hospital workers that so-and-so had to be, you know, carried out on a gurney. This person had this reaction, this person had this reaction. So one thing that's starting to go wrong is the media is being kept out of the side effects. So we keep hearing we've had 6 major side effects with the vaccine. Yet I'm hearing every day that somebody, you know, went into anaphylaxis, somebody had another reaction, etc. So one cluster is we're starting to lose a little transparency. Another is because of the lack of transparency, you're starting to get some distrust. So we do need to kind of fix things up a little bit and tighten things up if we want to get the trust back, and we want to make sure we get everybody on board and everybody vaccinated who needs to get vaccinated. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. clonoSEQ is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. clonoSEQ can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if clonoSEQ MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit clonoSEQ.com. clonoSEQ is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of clonoSEQ, including sample types and test limitations, visit clonoSEQ.com/technical-summary.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And who do we have to thank for the extra rolls of fat that we got on our butts and our thighs and our tummies and our chins? And, you know, some of us went up an extra cup size. We could thank COVID. We could thank us staying home, working from home, unemployment. Either way, we got to get fit. All right. No matter what happens with COVID, no matter what happens with the economy, we have to put our health first, especially if we want to avoid getting sick. So joining us next, I'm really, really excited, is Jeff Zweifel, Chief Operating Officer for Lifetime. And he's here to kind of talk to us about how to get back to health in 2021. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Dahlia. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Wow. Okay, we need help. Okay, we have gained weight. What sort of statistics have you seen?
Yeah. You know, obviously 2020, as you mentioned, Dr. Dahlia, and your listeners know, has been a turbulent year on many fronts, but especially challenging for Americans' overall physical and mental health. I mean, our surveys show that about 70% of our respondents say health has been negatively impacted by the pandemic. About 60% say they've gained weight, lost muscle, and their mental health has been negatively impacted. So the good news, as we know, is vast majority enter the new year. They're motivated, more motivated than ever, over 80%. So they feel more inspired to make a health goal in 2021. So we're excited to be able to work and talk about that today with you.
I'm excited about that too. You know what's interesting? Because, you know, we see, you know, not only because of the pandemic, but because, you know, we aren't having parties and a lot of social interactions. People are letting their bodies go. You know, if they're, you know, putting selfies out there, they could maybe crop and filter. But because we've had less social interaction, people have not had to worry about fitting into the dress or fitting into their jeans. And that's coming back. You know, life is coming back and parties are coming back. And, you know, we you know, not only from a health standpoint, but you know, from a social standpoint, you know, we are going to be seeing normalcy again. So you know, how do we get those of us that have been home for 11 months to get back to the gym?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we've got 152 clubs at Lifetime that we offer in North America, and we've been fully open with some restrictions now. And we've always prided ourselves on being safe and clean, and a great experience. We know that consumers, to your point, miss the in-person workouts. They miss the community, and they're going to crave the connections again, and that social interaction. And we put a 400-page COVID operating protocol together in March of this year to ensure that we were going to establish the highest standards. So the health inspectors of every state that we operated again have heralded Lifetime's protocols as the best in breed, the best in class, and what everybody else should act within. You know, thermal panel temperature checks as you come into the club, like at Summerlin and Green Valley in the Vegas market, masks at all times. Our clubs are 120,000 to 200,000 square feet clubs, so social distancing is not a problem. We have contact tracing basically through our member management check-in system. We know who's in our club. We know where they're in our club. We know how long they're in our club. And so we've had such extremely low COVID cases, positive cases, 0.0006%, with the millions of users that we have had. So, and as you mentioned, Dr. Dahlia, now more than ever, immunity health is key to fight the virus. And people really haven't heard a lot of the great narrative about the importance of physical activity, exercise, eating right, proper supplementation, and good sleep to improve their immunity health and fight this virus right in the front.
Exactly. You know, when we were talking about, you know, how some people get just, you know, the sniffles with COVID and then some end up in the hospital, we're still trying to figure out why some people get it so deadly and some people get it so mild. And, you know, one thing I credit is, you know, their lifestyle pre-COVID. You know, were they active? Were they getting sunshine? Was their vitamin D, you know, adequate? So, you know, exercise is huge. And, yeah, there's a Lifetime near my house in Summerlin, and it's been very, very well. People that work out there feel very, very protected. The guidelines you guys implemented right away and worked with our governor on, you know, made most people feel safe. And I haven't heard of any cases that happened at the gym. And, you know, it's remarkable what you guys have been able to do. And I thank you for being able to allow people to, you know, exercise and get back into the, you know, swing of things, you know, without being at risk. You guys have done an amazing job.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a turbulent and challenging, you know, year, no doubt, for everybody, for individuals, for businesses, for the entire community. But the great thing, again, about it, Dr. Dahlia, is, you know, these pandemics create, you know, opportunities that we would have never executed on. For example, we've executed now virtual and live streaming classes. So if members or non-members aren't comfortable coming to the club, they can access our group fitness, yoga, and cycle classes on demand, virtually or through live streaming. And we've also developed a really phenomenal digital membership that we're offering a free complimentary month for. And this is the customized workout programs, the premium on-demand classes, decades of curated nutrition and health information. And we recently launched a really tremendous partnership, Best Buy, United Health, and Lifetime, the exclusive partners with the Apple Fitness Plus, to bring studio-style workouts to people's homes. So we're excited about that, too.
Oh, exactly. The studio-style workouts are great. You know, you don't have to be always in person. These are things that can be done virtually. This might be a conversation for a different day, but one thing decades ago I wanted to do was get, you know, fitness institutions like yourselves, you know, where it could be doctor-prescribed, covered by insurance. I am sick and tired of telling people to get a, you know, a gym membership or a fitness membership, and they insurance doesn't cover it when that's part of my medical regimen. That's part of my prescribing, you know, that's a prescription to exercise. And you know, I'd really like to see more insurance companies embrace and cover workouts three times a week, you know, four times a week workouts every day. Plus, I think we should be working out every day. I don't think it should be, a touch and go sort of thing. But I really hope that we could start to get more insurance companies to embrace, even, you know, offering benefits for people to be at Lifetime.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I started this business over 35 years ago in the corporate wellness market, and that has grown, and we get, you know, companies involved in subsidies of their employees, and we do that with the Wynn and other places in your backyard. But I agree, it's fundamental. You know, being healthy, you only have one body, as you know, as a primary care doc, family practice physician, and you know, you've got to preserve that health. It's the most valuable asset you have, and we want to make sure that people take this one positive action. Sometimes it just gets too complicated for people, and we want to, like you, keep it super simple and break it down to the easy parts that people can get started and build momentum and see the benefits quickly. So, you know, that's why we started Commitment Day back in 2013, because, hey, we were sick and tired like everybody else of commitment of New Year's resolutions not working. Right. So we said, hey, let's start with one positive action. Let's also offer it virtual with a 5K walk. We want people like you to get moving, sit less than they've been doing that, unfortunately sitting a lot during the pandemic and the lockdown. You know, practice this mindfulness and meditation. Just get up, either formal and informal activity, as you know, and take this one positive action and get started through commitmentday.com.
Jeff Zwiefel, Chief Operating Officer for Lifetime. Jeff, how can people find out more information on Lifetime and Commitment Day?
So lifetime.life, go learn a little bit more about Lifetime and what we have to offer both in the clubs and virtually. And go to commitmentday.com and learn how to get started and get going today and make these simple, impactful choices. And I appreciate you having me on today, Dr. Dahlia, and Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Absolutely. Happy New Year. We'll definitely talk more. You guys have, committed to health and fitness for, like you said, many years. And many of my patients and many of my community members, really thank you for everything you've done and for keeping us all safe. Jeff, God bless you and your team. Happy New Year. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is planning on tying a vote to increase stimulus checks to $2,000 to a repeal of Section 230. When it comes to helping everyday Americans out, Senator Kelly Loeffler says,
"We have to provide relief to Americans because Democrats have locked our country down. They've played politics with this moment and refused to pass relief month after month after month. And then Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders have admitted that they did that because of the election. They played politics."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expressing her sadness about the death of a Louisiana congressman-to-be. The California Democrat says she extends sympathy to the family of Luke Letlow.
"So sad. 41 years old, coronavirus, blood clot, complication. Could happen to anyone."
You're listening to USA Radio News. Both the Nashville Metropolitan Police Department and the FBI were warned in August of 2019 that Nashville bomber Anthony Warner was building bombs in the RV he kept at his home. No motive has yet been determined for the Nashville bombing, which left Warner dead and three bystanders injured. Computer developers are trying to come up with a digital health certificate accepted worldwide that can verify whether you've been tested for COVID-19 or vaccinated.
"Please have your contact app open on your device."
That's what you might hear soon at your airport terminal. Paul Meyer is the CEO of Commons Project. He adds that his company has developed a digital platform called Common Pass.
"We expect that many other institutions and communities will also put in place requirements for not just negative testing, but also for vaccines and vaccinations."
That audio courtesy of CNBC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
All right, guys. Maybe we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Hollywood again tried to make this, you know, women empowerment movie, girl power movie, and they failed miserably. They, in fact, insulted women again. And I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? Stop doing it. Stop trying to make this, you know, we women rule and women don't need men and what, stop that, because you make us women look worse. Whatever the hell you guys are doing, I mean, just stop, okay? So, first of all, Gal Gadot is the new Wonder Woman. Linda Carter was the one most of us grew up with. Linda Carter did amazing. By the way, her outfit, you know, was kind of USA. you know, had like stars and stripes on it. Not sure why they had to get rid of the whole American flag sort of patriotic theme, but it's okay. I do think Gal Gadot's outfit is pretty good looking. It's a good looking. They just didn't really have the American flag part of it anymore. So I guess Hollywood wants to separate from America in that respect. Not sure why, but anyway. Gal Gadot did a fantastic job. She's an amazing actress. I'm a huge fan, and I just think she deserves a better movie. She deserves a much better movie than the second Wonder Woman. So without giving you guys any spoilers, you're going to start watching it and go, damn, good job. The movie starts out phenomenally. And then all of a sudden they start to throw some politics in. And then they throw some anti-man stuff in there. And, okay, look, I have a family of dudes. I'm from a family of dudes. You are not going to appeal to women being anti-man. Okay? The average woman, heterosexual, homosexual, progressive, non-progressive, likes men. Most of us have had a father. It took sperm for us to be here. It took my mama's egg and took my dad's sperm. So I don't know why people think, especially in Hollywood, you have to dig at the dudes. Okay, mind you, some of us have been wronged very badly by dudes, but I think a lot of us can say we've also been wronged by women too. Nobody's innocent here. And it just kind of, I'm watching this, and I'm trying to get away from the politics, and I'm trying to get away from that, because again, I'm a huge fan of Gal Gadot. I think she's amazing. I love the whole, you know, DC Comics. I love Marvel. So I really love it when they bring, you know, to life, you know, comic books and, you know, stories and things like that, and, you know, heroes and heroism. I think that's really cool. You know, fighting the bad guy. Pedro Pascal, fantastic actor. But again, they gave him, I don't know who wrote the script. I don't know, but they took Pedro Pascal. Pedro Pascal is in Mandalorian. He was in Narcos. He's one of my favorite male actors. I don't know what they did to him. And they didn't let him shine. You could see that all actors involved, Chris Pine, all of them are very gifted, and they're very adept at what they do. It's just give them a decent script, and you know, don't diminish them. You know, Chris Pine is very gifted in terms of acting. I'm sorry, I'm not finding the right words. Chris Pine, excellent actor. We've seen him with Star Trek. He's been in multiple movies. And they made him look weeny. Why are you doing that? Yeah, and, you know, I'm sitting in a room full of guys. You know, two of them walked out of the room. They couldn't watch it anymore. And, you know, this is a great story. This is a great, you know, hero. I wonder what, and by the way, can I just also say, all right, listen. Gal Gadot is beautiful. I think the scantily clad outfit that, or uniform, or whatever they call suit that Wonder Woman wears, that you would think there would be a little bit of progress with that since the 80s. I get in the 80s, they were trying to make Linda Carter look like eye candy. Wonder Woman, you know, and she'd turn around, and, you know, she had, you know, the tight waist and the big boobs and all that, you know, and then, you know, a whip. You would think if you're trying to make a women power, you know, girl power, right? You know, we are going to progress women's cause so they don't look like sex objects. Why would you put somebody in 2020 in a scantily clad outfit and give her a whip with above the knee boots? Now, mind you, I'd love that outfit, okay? I cannot wait, you know, for next Halloween because I want to be Wonder Woman and I want to wear, and I'm going to lose the weight and I want to wear that outfit and I'm going to look all good and I'm going to have a whip and my husband's going to be all happy about that. But Emma, did we really progress in what, 20, 30 years? Really? No, 40 years. It's been about 40 years. Not much improvement in that respect. Why? Why can't a female hero be in a pantsuit? Because it doesn't sell. People want boobies. Gal Gadot is beautiful. She's 5'10". She has long legs, small waist. I don't know how you could run in that outfit. I really want that outfit because I like to exercise a lot, and and I have problems with sports bras. And it seems to me that the outfit that she gets to wear in Wonder Woman 84 really knows how to kind of contain the puppies, and I would like that. And so, you know, some people could say, no, she was a hero. She, you know, doesn't need a man to be a hero. And, you know, she's able to beat the bad guy and all that. You know, there are other ways to highlight women's skills, you know, without, you know, having them scantily dressed, you know, having to put down the other side, having to minimize male characters. And I brought this up originally. I can't stand it when people think that in order to progress a woman's role or to progress a demographic's role, you need to put down the other side. All right? That makes it worse. You know, Wonder Woman is not supposed to be about, you know, anti-man. It's not supposed to be women are better than men. All right? All men and women are created equal. Yes, we might have different skill sets. Right? We might have different muscle mass. We might have different characteristics. Some of us might ovulate. Some of us might have testicles. Some of us might make sperm. Some of us might not. We're all people. All right, whether you want to label us women, men, whatever. But, you know, it just seems to me that when Hollywood tries to go the other way, they make it worse. And as a woman, I am embarrassed that Wonder Woman 84 tried to do that and instead left people feeling like, all right, well, this is another man-bashing movie. Stop it. All right, there, you know, the average woman, the average successful woman, right, loves dudes. Not loves dudes in terms of sexually, but in terms of, you know, I mean, there's men in their lives that they love. Brothers, dads, co-workers. All right, you know, we appreciate men. I'm very successful at what I do, and there's a chance that maybe I reached my success because I was a woman. And maybe it's because, you know, I offered something that men might not have on air. And so it's very, you know, you don't really see a lot of women in radio. And I owe a lot of my success to, you know, not only the people that have, you know, helped me and groomed me in radio, but, you know, to, you know, my gender. But I, you know, it's, I credit the men just as much as I credit the women. In fact, more men have always been more supportive of me and my career than women. So, you know, stop it with the bashing, right? And, you know, and stop it with the boobies. We really don't need, you know, boobies. Now, you know, people will say, well, you need the boobies because you need guys watching the movie, or you need women who like boobies to watch the movie. All right, what are you trying to do then again? What is your message? If your message is boobies define women, then just say that. Call her Boobie Woman. Call her Wonder Bra Woman. All right? You know, if that's what you, but, you know, if it just, it's just frustrating, you know? I don't know. There's better ways to do it, and I think Gal Gadot deserves a much better sequel for Wonder Woman. If you guys are doing a Wonder Woman 3, do it right, please, okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Representative-elect Luke Letlow, Republican of Louisiana, has died from coronavirus. This was confirmed last night. He was only 41 years old. He had announced on December 18th that he had tested positive for COVID-19. He was in the ICU at Ochsner LSU Health in Shreveport. And we believe what had happened is he had had a heart attack. and the COVID induced the heart attack. So it will be under a COVID-19 cause of death, but it, rather than COVID pneumonia, it was possibly a heart attack. However, he still required ICU treatment when he was fighting COVID. From what we understand, Chancellor of the Hospital, G.E. Golly, confirmed to the Monroe News Star that Letlow underwent an operation related to the virus and then later went into cardiac arrest. Dr. Golly said it's devastating. He had no underlying health conditions. It was just COVID. Now, he was supposed to be sworn into office on Sunday. This came 11 days after he announced he had tested positive for coronavirus. So at the time, he was at home. And he tweeted, and he was resting, following all CDC guidelines, quarantine protocols, recommendations of his doctors. In the months prior to the diagnosis, yes, he did have multiple campaign events, meet and greets. Unfortunately, with many of these events, you know, people aren't wearing masks. People not, you know, social distancing. In October, he was on the side of, you know, lifting lockdown measures. So it's always tragic, you know, when somebody who is trying to fight for small business and trying to fight for, you know, the economy to reopen comes down with the virus and dies. So on December 19th, he revealed that he was undergoing treatment at St. Francis Hospital in Monroe. 3 days after being admitted, he was transferred then to LSU Health Shreveport Academic Medical Center. He's married of two. He had been stable. He was treated with the remdesivir, which is the antiviral, given steroids. And that's kind of part of the treatment President Trump had. President Trump was given the Regeneron, the monoclonal antibody, early on. It doesn't appear to be that Representative Letlow, though, received that. But he did receive what the average American gets in the hospital, remdesivir, steroids. So, unfortunately, then he had to have a surgical procedure. They're not disclosing what that was. And then he went into cardiac arrest. So his death came on the same day as the number of single-day fatalities related to the virus. It reached a record 3,700. Total number of deaths during the pandemic has surpassed 338,000. I believe we're at about 340,000 right now. Hospitalizations currently at over 124,000. He's one of 7,000 people in Louisiana who has died of COVID-19. So what's interesting, though, is he had urged that people donate plasma while he was in the hospital December 21st. So my guess is he also received convalescent plasma. Plasma, as we've talked about, can hold the antibodies of people who had COVID. And, what President Trump got was synthetic antibodies, in a way. Synthetic, like lab-made antibodies, pharmaceutical-made antibodies. Even though they're... It's a little more complicated than that, but the antibodies that Trump got was an infusion that was supposed to help block the virus as soon as it tried to suck onto a host. And those antibodies were already ready-made, ready to go. With convalescent plasma, it occurs in patients who have had COVID, and then they produce their own antibodies. Then they donate blood, donate plasma. The plasma contains the antibodies. Plasma donation takes a little bit longer than blood donation. And then those antibodies could be infused into somebody else should it cause a blood reaction or a transfusion reaction because there's no red blood cells within it. These are plasma antibodies. And it's supposed to help people then hopefully fight COVID. The FDA had approved convalescent plasma. Not sure if he received it. But he said, your plasma is especially needed by those who are suffering. I cannot stress enough. Please consider saving lives by going out and donating at your local blood bank. So Letlow had been elected in a December runoff election for the 5th District U.S. House seat, representing central and northeastern regions of the state, including the cities of Monroe and Alexandria. And he was to fill the CB vacated by his boss, Republican Ralph Abram. Letlow had been Abram's chief of staff and ran with Abraham's backing for the job. So there's going to be, obviously, you know, another election, but this is just tragic. And, you know, when you hear somebody young with no health issues, you know, again, the big question is why? Why? Why are we seeing young people, right, that die of this and old people saying it's a cold, and then we have old people dying of it and young people saying it's a cold? I believe an 18-year-old with no health issues has just died of COVID as well. This was a Chicago girl who, unfortunately, within days of getting COVID, succumbed to the illness. And she was a high school senior, and they said in a matter of days it took her life. No known health issues. Now, you know, could there have been something genetic? Could some of these patients have something that they don't know? I mean, I have family members, you know, who were healthy until the day they died. And the reason why that happened is because they didn't go to the doctor, when they didn't get tested, and they didn't, you know, have issues that they thought needed medical attention. So there's a chance that there are people with high blood pressure or people with diabetes or underlying conditions. But usually when the media reports this and a doctor reports it to the media, they obviously do blood work. And, you know, when somebody is hospitalized, they could see if somebody has high blood pressure or diabetes or things like that. But I'm wondering if there's some genetic, there has to be. There has to be something that discriminates us and puts us more at risk of COVID than others. We just aren't seeing the right reason. Or, as I've suggested before, we're looking at two different strains. We're looking at a couple different strains. I really don't believe it was one single baby strain, select specific strain that escaped out of China, that lab. I believe that maybe if there was an incident or an accident, that it involved multiple strains. And maybe that's what's happening. Some people are getting the bad kind. Some people are getting the good kind. Now, this has nothing to do with the quote-unquote mutant strain. This mutant strain that we're seeing in the UK has been identified, is being watched. We believe it's here in America. We believed it was here in America for a while. And now there's two cases in Colorado, which we'll talk about in a second. But I'm wondering if there's even more to this. Of the first COVID that we've been watching and testing for, are there mild variations that are not being picked up on a test that make or break a person when they get it? And so when we hear that healthy people with no medical conditions are dropping from this, it just reminds us that we have to be careful. Now, that doesn't mean we have to close down economies and put people out of business and put people out of work and cause people to be suicidal and do the mess that we did these last 11 months. But it means we do have to be, you know, vigilant, which is why I support the masks. You know, I support social distancing, but I also support local business. And we have New Year's coming up, and I'm dying to hear what people are going to be doing for New Year's. This is, you know, one of the most highly anticipated New Year's Eve to end 2020, but it's also going to be probably the most under-celebrated New Year's Eve based on COVID. And when you hear that a 41-year-old, you know, congressman doesn't make it, and an 18-year-old healthy girl doesn't make it, it just reminds you we're dealing with a beast that we have no idea what it is. And, you know, you hear people go, you know, well, this was a conspiracy. This was, you know, this was all to get Trump out of office. And, you know, this was manufactured by China. That also then should cement our concerns that we don't know what we're dealing with and to still be cautious. You know, if we really do think this is manufactured and we think other countries are capable of weaponizing these agents, then, you know, we don't know what we're dealing with. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.